one. Greetings, strangers. I am the lovely Brit.
And I'm Dee.
And welcome to another episode of
It's a Strange World After All.
The podcast where we discuss true crime cases, the supernatural, urban legends, conspiracy theories, occasional movie reviews, and all of the things that keep the world strange. It is today Wednesday, right? Yeah, it's wind down Wednesday, strangers, for us.
Oh, yeah. Let me take a sip.
Get you some strange ASMR. It's liquor.
I hate that. I was like, I got my butterflies today on my wine tumbler and my shirt.
That's a cute tumbler. Cute tumbler. Thanks.
I got it in Helen. We went to Helen. Okay. In today's episode, we discuss the Enfield poltergeist, the story of a young girl thought to be possessed by a demon or the ghost of an old man. She was supposed to be possessed by something. This is the real story that inspired The Conjuring 2. There you go.
Which I didn't realize that was The Conjuring 2 for whatever reason. I thought it was...
Wait, you just thought...
No, I thought it was the other one, another one. I didn't think that it was...
Oh.
Yeah, because they've been making movies for a while. I thought it was like 3 or something. I don't know what I thought it was. I knew it was The Conjuring because I remember the kids. I remember the girls.
So the first one was the Perrin family where the mom was possessed. This is the second one. And then the third one was...
The Devil Made Me Do
Arnie. Yeah, The Devil Made Me Do It. His name was Arnie something. Yeah.
What was that one when he killed?
Was it Arnie or Cheyenne? Or was it Arnie?
I don't remember.
I cannot remember his name.
Is that the
but
one?
Yeah, those are the three.
What's The Devil Made Me Do It? Wait, what's the one? That's Annabelle. That's what happens. I get all of them. I get Annabelle, The Conjuring, and not The Nun, because I'm not. The Nun, not a big fan of The Nun, but I get Annabelle and The Conjuring.
Me neither. Oh, reasonable. How many Annabelles? Is it three?
Ooh.
I think it's three.
Yes, Annabelle, Annabelle Creation, and then Annabelle Comes Home.
Home. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I don't remember the third. I'm going to have to go back and watch all The Conjurings.
We went, were we here? Because I remember, yeah, we went to go see the third one.
I remember going to see it, but I just don't remember. I just don't remember. So I'm like, I need to have a marathon.
And then at the end, I have something to say about the third one.
My name
in real life
is D, and I got something to say.
If I remember.
You maybe write yourself a note. That's what I have to do. Write yourself a little note. I was going to say something else not relating to The Conjuring. Oh, we saw The Blackening, Strange Gang. That's what I was going to say.
Yes.
I would recommend it if you...
It was amazing.
It was. I'm surprised that you called it amazing. Look at you.
Really?
Yeah, I am.
Why?
I don't know. I just didn't think you would say amazing, but it was like really good because I thought maybe you would think some of it was corny because some of it was a little corny, but it was still like,
oh yeah,
it was still good.
Yeah.
So we'll recommend it. Maybe we will do a movie review. Stay tuned.
Yeah, we should, but later. Because, you know, black folks wait till.
But that, see, then we can recommend. We can actually recommend it. Spoil it for real. Spoil it.
Yep.
Everybody dies. Just everybody.
I will say it was predictable because I knew who.
Oh.
Who the killer was. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. From Other the than moment. That. Almost from the moment they showed them on the screen.
I know.
It's like, this person looks questionable.
I was like, did they do that on purpose?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe it was kind of supposed to be kind of like a Scream in the sense to where it's supposed to follow certain rules about scary movies. I don't know.
Maybe about Black people in scary movies. Because I will say the whole reason why he did what he did is hilarious. Yes.
It is hilarious. And I knew, but I already knew the reason too. Like, I was like, this is this person and this is the reason probably why. Not like the specific reason, but like that's probably how they felt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I felt like that a time or two.
Yeah.
We've all felt like that a time or two.
Yeah, I was about to say,
But yes, go see that, The Blackening.
We'll leave it at that.
Okay, let's get into these... This haunting, we'll call it a haunting. Let's get into this haunting.
Yeah, because I mean, when you Google it, it says Enfield poltergeist, but then you can look up Enfield haunting. So same, but not.
same, but different. In August 1977, Peggy Hodgson called the Metropolitan Police to her home at 284 Green Street in Enfield, London. Peggy claimed that she saw furniture moving and that two of her four children heard knocking sounds on the walls.
When Police Constable Carolyn Heaps arrived on the scene, she said she witnessed a chair moving on its own. Carolyn was quoted as saying, "It came off the floor, maybe a half inch, I would say. And I saw it slide off to the right about 3.5 to 4 feet before it came to rest."
You're supposed to be
That's high. A lot.
It came off the floor. Maybe a half inch, I would say.
I already knew what you was about to say.
But no, that is pretty.
That is offensive.
No, it is not. We have yet to have anybody complain. I just want to put that out there. And we see the demographics. Funny. We see where the people are. And it's a small percentage in the UK. So,
oh, man.
We appreciate you.
I think it's the hand, the arm movement.
And they can't see it. Why do you have to do this? We appreciate you. We appreciate your support. Thank you so much. Is that better?
That's better. Because you was doing too much.
Yeah, why I order? Yes, crazy.
Man.
I think, just keep in mind that this is the police constable saying this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like the police constable has any stake in anything.
Because I'm trying to remember that scene in the movie. Because I think in the movie, she was like, nope. And then she just left. If I'm not mistaken, because I haven't seen that movie in forever.
Ah, we should have watched it.
I know. We can do it for a bonus episode.
Okay. But you get what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that they, like, they're unbiased. I don't think they have anything to gain. I just want to, when we're doing, like, final thoughts.
Yeah. Because it kind of reminds me of Estefania. That whole case was coming from the cop, like the movie and because they took it from the transcripts.
Later claims included disembodied voices, loud noises, thrown toys, overturned chairs, and children levitating. Too much.
Yes.
The paranormal activity seemed to focus on 11-year-old Janet Hodgson. In one incident, Janet recalled an unknown force yanking her through the air and forcing her to levitate. In addition to this, Janet began speaking in the voice of an older man. That voice, baby. It sounds like...
We'll get it.
We'll get into it.
In recorded audio, Janet can be heard speaking in this voice. She said, "Just before I died, I went blind and then I had a hemorrhage and I fell asleep and I died in the chair in the corner downstairs." Okay, I'm guessing this was a furnished apartment because, like, why would you keep the furniture?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I remember they kept the chair, they had the chair, and then I believe a TV. Well, they didn't have a lot of money, so I guess.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. I thought I'd remembered them not having a lot. Because wasn't their mom a single mom? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I get it. And then at the time, they didn't know about him, so I get it. But it was discovered that a man by the name of Bill Wilkins had died in the home the exact same way just a few years prior, so.
I mean, that for me is pretty specific. Like, even...
Yeah.
Yeah. She's 11.
Yeah, because then I was like, well, she could have Googled it, but I forgot this was like...
Ain't no Google.
Excuse me, in the 70s. It was in the 70s.
Ain't no personal home computers. They didn't have no computers. Yeah. So...
Yeah, they had to do the microfiche, whatever. You know what that?
What's that?
The
when
thing
you
with
put
the newspaper.
You swipe.
Yeah. Well, you turn a knob and then it. Yeah. Yeah. They had that
at the library.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
I think that's what it's called. No, I'm not. Hold on. Let me Google it before I say it again.
I've probably legitimately only used it.
You know,
once.
I'll be saying stuff with confidence. So and hold on.
Then I go and tell somebody and they be like, huh? D told me this.
Okay, I said it right. I said microfiche, so it's microfiche or microfilm.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Either way.
The story was regularly covered in the Daily Mirror newspaper until 1979. Graham Morris, a Daily Mirror photographer who visited the home, described what he saw as chaos. He said things started flying around, people were screaming. He also claimed that he was hit by a flying Lego. So complete chaos. He was like, honey, child, let me tell you what happened, girl. Things were they were flying around. People were screaming.
I thought you was about to do the accent, but then you just went, old lady.
Because I was going to do the accent, but then I changed my mind because I didn't want to be called offensive.
I mean, Legos hurt, let's just say. And then how hard did he get hit? Because... Well, I'm thinking of stepping on a Lego, but still, that's funny to me.
I'm trying to figure out, because again, there's like a question of legitimacy. So what things were flying around? How were these things flying around? We're talking about the 70s here, people. We're not talking about like, No, it's not an episode of Scooby-Doo.
Now like, where you can, yeah.
So... Okay.
In 1978, the Enfield haunting caught the attention of Ed and Lorraine Warren. They had little involvement in the investigation, but concluded the haunting was authentic. So, they were kind of known for doing this. So, they would hear about a case, they would show up, and then they would like... exaggerate, so then the families would be like, okay, y'all gotta go. But then they would basically make up stuff and write a book about it, and then it gets turned into a movie later on. So They were known for like doing that, because like you see they built a whole, I mean they have a whole franchise, they did the movie, they were probably there for not even a day. I mean, you can say what you want to say about them. I used to be a fan of them until I started doing research. But I was like, we could probably do a whole episode on them.
On Ed and Lorraine?
Yeah, because they was low-key scammers.
I mean, it's very well possible, which is sad because that kind of takes away from the real cases that are out there that they might have even been involved with.
And it's crazy because I just, in the paranormal community, they are... top, like number one. And then like for him, he's like, I don't know how you become like a demonologist, but he, if there's something you have to do, he didn't do it. He's self-proclaimed, basically.
He's like honorary doctorates.
Not even that. Because like, he ain't get no honorary nothing. He is self-proclaimed.
Oh, can I be a demonologist? Never mind. I don't even want that on my name.
I mean,
can I be a demonologist? But I don't want no smoke.
You can be whatever you want to be.
You can be
just be self-proclaimed.
I am a psychic. Even though I truly do believe that I'm psychic, I am now a self-proclaimed psychic. So
there you go.
Okay.
Call Brittany now for your free reading.
Call me now. For real though, call me though. Because I'm trying to get good at it. Call me for your free reading.
The Society for Psychical Research, or SPR, members Morris Gross and Guy Lyon Playfair also investigated the haunting. So they were the ones who were like there.
Yeah.
They reported curious whistling and barking noises coming from Janet's general direction.
So she just over there like, I can't even whistle.
I can't either. Like, what the
fuck? She need help. They ain't no haunting. She need help.
Hey.
What the heck? Wait, hold on. Let me see. It's trying. They trying. I don't know what's... I get it. I get the concept on how to whistle. I just can't execute.
Yeah, same. I'm Peppa Pig when I can't.
Peppa
I'm a hater.
Pig.
I'm a hater.
Over 30 people claimed to have experienced some kind of paranormal event over the course of 18 months. At their residence or just...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Not including the family.
Yeah, because they had people in and out. Like anybody and whoever was there, basically. Because they had police... friends, reporters, journalists, yeah, investigators.
In Guy Playfair's book, The House is The House is Haunted. The story of a poltergeist. This house is haunted.
I mean, same thing.
Just going there and was like, you know what? This house is haunted. Jumping to write a book. This house is haunted. The story of a poltergeist.
One thing, though. Sorry to interrupt. But whenever, to bring it back to Ed and Lorraine, like, the cases that they investigated, like, for whatever reason, other people, like, the actual investigators would write books. But for whatever reason, those books didn't do good. It was always Ed and Lorraine.
Because of their namesake.
Yeah.
It's Ed and Lorraine.
I just think that's messed up, though, because they would literally just show up, and the family would be like, sometimes they wouldn't even call. Like, a lot of times families do reach out to them, but like half the time they didn't. They would just show up.
Oh.
So.
Like Supernatural. Like I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Oh, but fun. Like, so that's how they would get people though. They, well, this was their scam. Well, alleged scam before they blew up.
Mm-hmm.
So, like blew up. So they would just drive around. And then Ed would like pick a house and he would draw it. And then they would knock on the people's door and be like, hey, there's something going on in your house. Like, we made this drawing. Do you want us to investigate? And this, this, and that. And people would be like, some people would let him in. Some people wouldn't.
Like trying to make it seem like they had a vision of their house.
Mm-hmm.
That's not.
Something
that's...
like that. Because like Lorraine is supposed to be like a medium.
Yeah. That's dumb, yeah. Though, because you could have easily just sat outside of my house and drew my... I need you to draw the inside of my house or something.
Exactly.
Okay.
But, I mean, this was like the 60s, 70s, so...
This was not... This
people was probably high.
Palm-colored people. That's what that was. We was taught not to... The back of the hand, we don't trust nobody.
I know.
Like, no, you can't come in here.
I know. Mm-mm. You tell me my house is haunted. I'm going to investigate myself.
Okay, thank you for the tip. I got it.
I know.
I'll take it from here. Okay, so Guy Fairplay's book, The House is Haunted, Story of a Poltergeist. In this book, he said that an entity was to blame for the disturbances, but he doubted the children's claims and wondered if they were playing tricks and exaggerating. So he believed that the house was haunted?
Yeah, so... Basically, he thinks that, okay, the house was haunted, but it's not what they were making it out to be. And they just exaggerated to get attention.
Oh, so they were playing it up.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff. That's why I'd like to know exactly what all of those 30 people experienced. Because that way you can say, okay, well, can we recreate that? Or is that like, like a Lego hitting somebody, a kid could have thrown that from around the corner. But like if there's like books, if there's books flying off the shelves, then
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even though Maurice and Guy believe some of the activity was faked by the girls, they still say other incidents were genuine. But Janet was caught on camera bending spoons and attempting to bend an iron bar. Maurice also caught Janet hitting the ceiling with a broom and hiding his tape recorder. So Janet was, yeah.
Bending spoons like with her hand or with her mind?
Hands.
Girl.
Oh. No. And you remember in the movie, like they showed that part in the movie, like she was in the kitchen, like bending the spoons and putting them back.
Oh, no, I didn't remember that part of the movie.
Yeah. Janet was tripping. Damn it, Janet. Now.
Damn it, Janet, I love you. Damn it, Janet. Oh, Brad, I'm mad. We should put on a production of Rocky Horror Picture Show. Maybe. Let's talk about it. I might know some people that might be interested.
That's funny. I'll direct it.
Okay.
Cause I can't sing.
That's my so. That is my she is. At one point, Janet and her sister Margaret admitted to pranking the journalist and were told by Maurice and Guy to retract their statements. Psychical researcher Renee Haynes noted that doubts were raised about the voice of Bill at the SPR conference in Cambridge, 1978, where video cassettes from Enfield were investigated. And Bill is the old man living inside her.
The old man. Yeah. So, so they were just thinking, obviously, like she faked it. Because if you listen to it, I can do that.
You could.
I feel like we've all done that.
Yeah, I don't know that we've all done that, though.
When we were kids.
Maybe. I don't know. It's still kind of, to me, it's still a little creepy because it's kind of just like, why?
It's creepy, but I feel like anybody can do it. I don't know if I put this in here because I couldn't really find it, but I think what it was, when she was doing the voice, sometimes her mouth wasn't moving. And then I think a way that they tested it was to have her like have water in her mouth. But then she would be like, yeah, she would be like, oh, I can do it. But you have to like turn around. So she would drink the water. And then when they would turn around, she would swallow the water, do the voice. And then before they turn back around, she'd just drink some more water, basically. And then other times when her mouth was moving, she was covering her mouth with her hand. She covered her mouth a lot. Because I not trying to be funny, but I feel like maybe she was, I don't know how to say this without.
Like what, like sound. Autistic?
No.
Oh, I didn't know where you was going. No. I don't know what else could be.
No, because maybe she was like insecure about her teeth because her teeth were like. Yeah.
The healthcare system there, the dental, everybody knows is a running joke. All of their teeth were probably all in the same predicament. Yeah.
But I feel like hers was worse than like her sister's and her brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's possible.
So that's what that's what I think. And also, I think she was probably covering her mouth because she was laughing.
Oh. If it that's was a prank, thing. She thought it was funny.
No, she was actually laughing in some of the clips.
I'm saying because if it was a prank, she's laughing because she thought it was funny. That's what I was saying.
Yeah. SPR investigator Anita Gregory said the Enfield case was overrated and that the girls' behavior was suspicious, claiming they had staged some of the incidents for a sensational story. John Beloff, former president of the SPR, investigated the case and suggested Janet was practicing ventriloquism. I don't think so. I don't think she was doing all that. No.
What else would she be doing it for?
Where was her dummy?
You don't gotta have me.
Where was her dummy?
You just gotta practice throwing your voice. You don't necessarily need a dummy to start. Maybe they couldn't afford a dummy.
I just, Well, yeah, but I don't think she was doing no ventriloquism or practicing ventriloquism. I think she was just lying.
Well, I guess we can get to it in final thoughts. I was going to say, then why else would she do it? But we could save it for final thoughts.
Yeah.
Several of the investigators from the SPR came to the conclusion that Janet and Margaret were playing tricks on them. As for the claims of the voice of Bill, ventriloquist Ray Allen visited Janet and concluded the voice was simply a vocal trick. To use in ventriloquist tricks, allegedly, apparently.
Some people can do, because I feel like it was in the movie where she was like going back and forth, but I could be thinking of something else, like between her voice and his voice, but I may be thinking of something else. But some people can actually do at least two different voices at the exact same time.
Dionne Warwick, I think. Is that the singer? Is she a singer? That's a singer. She can like sing. I think she can sing like different notes at one time.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's like
that is interesting. Skill. Yeah, I was going to bring up Annalise Michelle because part of her exorcism, she was actually speaking in multiple voices at the same time. And they brought that up in court. So that's what that made me think of.
Exorcism of Emily Rose is what, right?
Yeah, the movie, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think he may mean. I don't know if he's specifically talking about ventriloquism. Maybe, maybe not.
Which I thought ventriloquism was just throwing your voice. Is that like that? Like you
it
have
is,
to have a doll?
But it's not.
Okay.
No, but I was going to say there are some ventriloquists who, I keep on talking about movies because dead silence, but there are some who like they'll do both of the voices at the same time.
Oh yeah, yes.
But not a lot of people can do that, though.
Ooh, I wonder how you train how to do that. I'm going to train how to do that. I'm going to scare the pants off of you.
Are you going to permanently lose your voice?
Nah, you're going to permanently lose your life because you're going to be scared to death. I'm going to be like, Dee, do you hear that? Dang.
Oh, that's not going to faze me, though, because
okay.
I believe that even though it hasn't happened in years, I believe that I am clairaudient, but I think you have to actually like get into that in order for it to stick. And I just ignored it because it scared me.
Oh, so, I mean, you could. Yeah. No, you could be. I feel like the women in our family all have gifts, which everybody has. I said, I feel like the women in our family all have gifts. That's what I said.
Oh, okay. No, because you had cut out.
I said, I feel like everyone has gifts. It's just a matter of tapping into it. So,
because, that is weird. Because I remember when I Googled it, because I didn't know what it was. Because I was like, I know I'm not schizophrenic, but the,
no,
Lord, don't do this.
No, that you're not. And which is one of my biggest fears. Don't do this.
Yeah, the only thing I ever heard was my name. So that's the difference. Clairaudient is you hear it, whereas like schizophrenia, like you hear voices in your head, but clairaudient you just hear like it sound like somebody was whispering in my ear. That's what it sounds like. So, but I would just hear my name. Sometimes it would just be D, sometimes it'll be my government. So
yeah.
So, but like, and it was like that for years, and I just kept ignoring it and haven't had that problem anymore. Well, not problem, but it hasn't happened in years.
You probably had a guardian angel or an imaginary friend, and they was trying to get your attention that whole time, and you never paid them any attention, and then they just left because they were like, she obviously ain't trying to fuck with me. So,
I wouldn't say imaginary friend. I'm too old for that, but.
Are you too old for an imaginary friend?
Very.
I would say an imaginary friend could very well be a guardian angel.
You remember? I'm not even going to do it. I was going to say, you remember that episode of
Don't
Supernatural?
Don't look under the bed. Oh, no. I was about to say, don't look under the bed, girl.
Oh, that too. Your little crush.
My first crush. He's so cute to me. I was like, leave her alone. Come visit me. Don't see me.
That is funny. Yeah, I was going to mention that too, but of course, when Sam's imaginary friend came back.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, so we be going off on... Okay, let me get back. In an interview for BBC Scotland, Janet was observed to gain attention by waving her hand and then putting her hand in front of her mouth, like I said before, while a disembodied voice was heard. During the interview, and this is the one that I saw, during the interview, Janet and Margaret were asked, "How does it feel to be haunted by a poltergeist?" And Janet replied, "It's not haunted." And Margaret whispered to her to shut up.
Shut up.
So yeah. Is it haunted? Is it not haunted? I don't know.
I don't know. I still think about the cop, the police woman.
Yeah. And the 30 other people
that had experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Famed skeptic Joe Nickell examined the findings of the paranormal investigators and criticized them for being overly credulous. Joe also commented on Ed Warren, saying Ed was notorious for exaggerating and even making up incidents in such cases, often transforming a haunting case into one of demonic possession.
Joe has been mentioned in a few of our episodes. I was like, Joe, keep on popping up.
I was like, well, his name sound familiar.
Yeah.
Come on, Joe.
Yeah, because I'm like, everything is not demonic. And I think that was one of the, for me, that was like the first thing that kind of made me look at them sideways, because it was like every single case, it was demonic. And I'm like, it's not always demons. And then, so I feel like if you are telling the truth, you wouldn't get so like upset, because you know, okay, like he was on, I want to say Sally Jesse Raphael.
Who? Ed Warren?
It was one of them talk shows, Ed. And I believe Joe was on there too. I don't know what was said, but Ed, he was like upset and he just left. He like threw a temper tantrum and he just left. Threw his mic off his little shirt and just left. So I feel like for either you're really passionate or you lying. One of the two.
That's true.
In my opinion.
And even if I'm passionate about something, I'm still not going to act like that, because I assume that most people are not even into this and most people don't believe in this. Even when I speak on like what I know to be like my personal gifts, I usually say you can take this with a grain of salt, or you may think that I'm like, this is woo woo or whatever, but this is what I believe. Take it or leave it. I'm not going to get upset about it. So he might have been lying.
Yeah. Maybe.
I mean, because a hit dog holler.
Hit dog a holler.
Is that what people say? Y'all holler because you hit me. What is it? What does that have to do with it?
I didn't even think of it like that. That is funny.
Okay.
Oh, man. That's funny. A 2016 article by psychology professor Chris French in Time Out magazine listed 5 reasons he believed the case was a hoax. And then I did link the article. So you can, if y'all want to, y'all can read the full article. But these are his 5 reasons. The two sisters admitted to hoaxing some of the activity. True. Mm-hmm. The photo of Janet levitating above her bed could easily be explained as Janet jumping. And I was like, that is funny, because when I saw that picture for the first time, I was like, she just jumped off the bed. What are they?
She literally legs bent. Like she was like, like she was doing a toe touch. Like, huh? I used to do this all the time. I literally used to throw myself, because I used to pretend I was in action movies. I used to blow shit up and then jump off the bed like this. Like, what? You gonna use that picture?
Funny.
For the Instagram post? Okay.
Yes. Reason 3, the spirit of the old man who possessed Janet took a great deal of interest in menstruation. So basically what he's saying is, not that that topic is childish, but why would an old man just be sitting up there talking about periods all the time?
Yeah.
Reason 4, eyewitnesses are notoriously unreliable, which is true.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And other schoolgirl pranks before and after have gotten out of hand. So apparently this was an issue over there.
With them?
Just pranking them? In general. No, not with them. With just young kids in general.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So those are his reasons.
That's crazy. Because, yeah, once the police get involved, I'd have been like, oh, Lord, I'm sorry. I was just kidding.
Yeah, some people, but then I'm like, this is a reach to me because it was said that basically those eyewitnesses were put up to it. Because I feel like it was like, hey, we're going to get, you know, famous off of this. We'll give you a cut. You know, that's what people were saying, that they were basically bribed.
Did they even make
including
anything
including the police? Huh?
Did they even make anything off of this?
That's another thing. Like, they do all these movies and then the families don't really get anything from it. Not even the books. But that's just pertaining to Ed and Lorraine. I'm not talking about everybody else. This is just Ed and Lorraine, yeah.
Because I'm thinking if they didn't personally write a book about their experiences or weren't getting paid to do interviews, then how much money could they have made from this?
I feel like the interviews, they probably did get paid, but like as far as residuals and all that, nothing. And then that's why the first Conjuring, I know the Perrin family was like going off. So that's...
Because they didn't receive anything or...
Mm-hmm. And then they were saying like, they were saying the same thing as like here that I can't even talk, that their house was haunted, but Ed and Lorraine made up half that stuff.
Oh. Okay.
They were saying it wasn't as bad as they were making it out to be, like the mom wasn't possessed, none of that. It was just like they would hear noises, they would see stuff move, but nothing big. And then the whole thing about the witch wasn't true.
Interesting.
That Lorraine just made that up. Because there was a woman by that name, but she didn't live there.
She put that in the book, or that was just in the movie?
She put that in the book. Because there's interviews of Lorraine talking about it. Talking about Bathsheba Sherman. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have to do an episode on them.
Yeah. It's looking like.
Because I got a lot more.
On December 26, 1978, BBC Radio 4 aired the documentary The Enfield Poltergeist by BBC reporter Rosalind Morris. In 1992, the BBC aired the controversial mockumentary Ghost Watch based on this case. The 2016 film The Conjuring 2 is based on Ed and Lorraine Warren's investigation of the case.
And they didn't even do an investigation. But I was going to say about Ghost Watch. I watched it a couple years ago. I didn't know it was based off of this case, though. But I will say some of the scenes are similar to The Conjuring 2.
Yeah.
So people didn't even know that this was fake. They advertised it as a live event, as a live ghost hunt. It wasn't live.
What?
They had, so at the beginning, they put a phone number so you could call. So like, say you're watching and you see something that nobody caught, you can call in and be like, hey, I saw this, or, you know, but the phone number, it worked, but nobody would answer it. You would just be on hold the whole time.
Yeah.
And then here comes the complaints about, because it aired on Halloween. The parents were saying that this traumatized their kids and their kids end up getting PTSD. And
what?
Then there was even a suicide connected to it. And it was a kid.
What?
Yeah. This show only aired that one time. And then it took forever for me to find it. But I did and I watched it. I mean, but this was back then. This was like in the 90s. So I would recommend watching it, but it was just a lot of controversy. Think of all these ghost hunting shows now. It's basically that.
Okay.
It was that with a mix of like a telethon.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Why would you let your kids watch that anyway?
They didn't know. They just thought it was going to be, I think it was the way it was advertised. I couldn't find any of the commercials for it, but think of how, for whatever reason, how people thought Sausage Party was like a kids show, kids movie. It was kind of like that. So they didn't really know what they were getting into. They knew it had to do with ghosts, but they didn't think it was going to be like that. Because it did get kind of intense, but I don't think they really knew that it was going to be like that.
How did you find it? Where did you find it? Did you put a link?
No, because I can't find it. Because it was like some random website, because I was scared to even go on the website.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But if I could find it again, I'll try to link it or either put it on Instagram or something. At the time when I watched it, it was on YouTube, but you had to pay for it and I was being cheap. And I was like, I'm not finna. I wonder if it's still on there though. Let me look real quick. They do have a, but you would have to find it too, because that's how I found out about the suicide. Somebody made a video about it. I can't even spell ghost. Hold on.
Ghostesses. The H is silent.
Yeah, it says buyer rent. So yeah, it is on YouTube, but I don't know how much it is.
Oh, okay.
And then it does have the video about the kid who committed suicide. If you just put in Ghost Watch. The haunting came to an end in 1979. The family said they still experienced slightly strange things afterwards, like odd noises. Janet, who the haunting was centered around, dismissed the views of skeptics, saying, I don't care what they think. I know what happened, and I know it was real. So you can find interviews of them when they're grown. So if y'all wanted to Google those, yeah.
I'm going to have to find those. I've only seen the ones when they were little.
Oh.
Go ahead. Final thoughts.
As much as I want to believe it, because I want to believe everything about the paranormal, I don't believe this. I just don't. I just think they were playing. I just think they were joking. Because of the whole voice thing, and then because of what did it for me was when she said, it's not haunted. And her sister was like, shut up.
Yeah.
And the picture, that did it for me. Because I was like, she's literally jumping off the bed. As far as Ed and Lorraine, half of that movie and half of that book is made up. To end my small rant about Ed and Lorraine, it's mostly with Ed. Because he was he was allegedly a pedophile. Annabelle, that's what I wanted to talk about Annabelle. Because I was like, we could do like a live or a whole separate episode on them. So you remember Annabelle comes home?
Yes.
I don't know if you remember, but there was a babysitter. Okay. So in real life, this lady did an interview and everything. She had the same name as their daughter and everything. I think that's why a lot of people got it confused. But that was supposed to be, she was like 16, I think, and she was Ed's girlfriend, allegedly.
Huh?
Live-in girlfriend.
How is she his girlfriend? If he marries and she's 16.
Lorraine knew.
Okay.
The whole time. Right. So allegedly she was his live-in girlfriend. She did a whole tell-all interview and everything. And she even went into detail because this is what irks me about them, because they claim to have all this evidence. But then when you ask to see it, it's like, oh, it's locked up and we can't. So the one video that he did release, he released it years after it happened. So there's a cemetery, Union Cemetery. I believe I did a strange Saturday post about it.
Probably.
He captured, because it's supposed to be haunted by the white lady. So it's just a lady in all white, but they call her the white lady.
A white lady? The door.
So this, yeah. So his video, I saw the video. I don't know if it was from the 90s, when it was from, but it's grainy. But you could still see like a white figure walking. So this babysitter says that's her. She said he had her put on a white sheet and just walk around the cemetery.
Oh my gosh, Greenbrier ghost.
And yeah, there's a lot more, but all of this is alleged. I'm not saying he's a pedophile. I'm not saying that was his live-in girlfriend, but that's what she said. So
yeah,
she basically went into detail about how he groomed her and everything and how Lorraine was just okay with it. But she says that was because he was abusive.
Okay.
Allegedly. This is all alleged. Don't sue me, people.
Allegedly, apparently.
Yeah. So, like, now that I know all that, it's kind of hard for me to, like, believe all of this stuff.
Yeah.
But this, I just flat out don't believe it.
Okay.
I just think they were faking.
Say it with your chest. I'm not going to say that I don't believe it. I'm going to say that I don't know. I'm just going to say I don't know. And I know that that's not like solid, but I feel like, because nobody's actually, like, they've given theories, but nobody, has anybody ever like gone in and tried to like recreate scenarios that people are saying they experienced?
Basically, that's what a more recent guy were there to do, and that's what they were doing. The skeptic guy, Joe Nickel, he's saying that they knew it was fake. They just didn't want to look stupid because they had already put it out there. And then once they got there, that's when they found out it was fake. Because, like, she's literally bending. Y'all got her on camera bending spoons.
Yeah.
But y'all are like, oh, yeah, that's fake, but the rest of it is real.
I see what you're
saying. So how are you supposed to believe all of that? Yeah,
that's true. There's not enough to say, okay, this is a haunting.
Yeah. And as far as, like, Ed, they said he just said it was haunted so he could profit off of it.
Basically, in which he did.
So, yeah. Yeah. So, and I mean, I wanted this to be true so bad. Well, I mean, I don't know if it is or not, but I don't think it is. But I wanted it to be.
You just needed more substantial evidence that it could be,
yeah,
true. Yeah.
Yeah. I was gonna say Joe, but Guy and Maurice, they were there for a long time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. It's looking like it is a hoax. A hoax. I just also, yeah, would be curious to know the reasoning behind it. But I guess if the mom believed it was real and it was just and the kids were pranking, because it could be a situation, yeah, where the mom truly did believe it was real, but the kids were the ones that were in on it. Why? What were you going to say? Why'd you say, oh?
No, I'm just agreeing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Because even, yeah, for the police and stuff to get involved, for it to get as far as it did, and then not knowing, like, what you can gain from that, like financial gain or anything from that, you don't know. So that's like a big risk. So I can believe, yeah, that the mom didn't know that the kids were pranking and jumping off the beds and stuff like that and making old man voices. Just being kids. Man. You know?
One last thing.
Yeah.
So how I saw that video from the cemetery, I don't know if they're still actively podcasting, but it was these two women. The name of their podcast was Innocent Till Tipsy.
Oh.
So they basically pretty much do what we do. They drink wine and talk about, like, ghost stuff. So they showed the video and they did go into detail about the babysitter. So if y'all want to watch that, that's where I saw the video of the cemetery.
Okay. On YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just look up Innocent Till Tipsy podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is all, folks.
Please follow us on Instagram at It's a Strange World Podcast, Twitter at Pod Strange World, and on Facebook and TikTok at It's a Strange World After All. Also, if you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and like the show, please go ahead and give us a 5-star rating. And if you're feeling extra strange, please write a review. Please and thank you.
Yes, we would love to hear from you. What did you think of this week's episode? Do you believe it was a hoax? Do you believe it could be a legitimate haunting? Do you have any additional information? Let us know. Also, if there's anything else in the world of strange or true crime cases that you would like us to cover, let us know. If you have any personal stories involving true crime or the supernatural, we would love to have you on the show and share them with our listeners. We are doing movie reviews of the horror, thriller, slasher, and true crime genre. So if you have any movies or documentaries and want to hear our uncensored, unsolicited opinions on them, you can email those submissions to itsastrangeworldafterall@gmail.com or DM us at any other social media platforms D mentioned. Even if you just want to say, hey, babe, what's cooking, good lookings?
Good lookings.
We will be here.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of It's a Strange World After All.
And thank you, as always, 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 for keeping it strange, strange, strange with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.